Latin.
Professor Kwesi Obiri-Danso has also been inducted as the 10th Vice Chancellor of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology at a ceremony in Kumasi. In his inaugural address, Professor Obiri-Danso outlined his vision and priorities in advancing the frontiers of KNUST. In this regard, the new Vice Chancellor indicated that the 2016-2017 academic year admissions, which have already begun, will be reviewed to amend some of the cutoff points in favor of girls under a new initiative codenamed STEM for Girls, with a view to creating a congenial atmosphere to encourage more females to pursue courses in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Correspondent Nicholas Osewusu reports.
The new Vice-Chancellor, Professor Kwesi Obiri-Danso, until his appointment, was the Provost of the College of Science of the KNUST and also a member of the Implementation Committee of the proposed University of Environment and Sustainable Development. He is a professor of environmental microbiology and environmental health. His investiture saw a large crowd of well-wishers, including a government delegation led by Deputy Chief of Staff Johnny Osei-Kofi, members of parliament, and the Chancellor of the Cape Coast University, Dr. Sir Sam Jonah. Professor Obiri-Danso has taken over as the 10th Vice Chancellor of the KNUST from Professor William Otuelis, whose six-year tenure ended last Sunday. In his inaugural address, Professor Obiri-Danso indicated that a special unit to oversee effective implementation of the STEM for Girls initiative will be set up under the Vice Chancellor's office to be managed by a female professor with a mandate to design and implement a special mentorship program at the pre-tertiary levels nationwide to shore up girls' interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, to address the imbalance in the enrollment of students in those courses at the tertiary level. Professor Obiri-Danso said also that under his leadership, the KNUST will make maximum use of the fast-changing technological advancements to ensure a paperless campus while creating the opportunity for every student of the university to own a computer for enhanced teaching and learning. Additionally, the KNUST will run certificate courses such as defensive driving, disaster management, and fashion, while the new administration plans also to set up centers of excellence in climate change science, nursing, as well as oil and gas to meet demands of the time. Performing the investiture, the Chancellor of the University, who is also the Asantehene, Otumfo said to describe Professor Obiri-Danso as the chosen one and pledged his unflinching support for him to succeed. Otumfo said to reminded him of dwindling public funding of operations of the institution in the face of myriad national challenges, and therefore asked the new administration to make prudent use of the available resources. The Chancellor cautioned him also against taking advantage of the new position to exert revenge on other members of the university community. Instead, he should bring everybody on board to advance the fortunes of the premier national science and technology-based institution. From Kumasi, Nicholas Osewusu reporting.